I've been here in the Mountain Home area for about 15 years. When I exited active duty of the Marine Corps, we moved here and we settled in, and we're set our roots here, and we're not leaving. I'm a small business owner. My wife's a physician here in town. We have three small children. We're members of the Methodist Church here, the First United Methodist Church here in Mountain Home. I'm a Rotary member. I've been on several boards, including the Hospital Foundation's Merck Family Education Center board. I've chaired that board and been vice chairman on that board, and I've also sat on the Library Advisory Board as well. So we both my wife and I enjoy volunteering and being active in our community.
Three little kids at home. I'm sure that played the biggest part in your decision to run for the Mountain Home Public School Board.
It did. Ultimately, that is the reason, right? So I'm fully vested in the welfare of our school district because my children are going to be in this school district for the next 15 years.
Your thoughts on the current state of our school board?
So they have a very difficult job. Right. There's a lot of differing opinions out there, and there's a lot of those opinions are expressed both positively and negatively. So they've made a number of really hard decisions. The school board still has a number of very hard decisions, stuff to make. I'm not anyone to criticize any decisions pro or for because I haven't been a part of those decisions. I haven't heard the planning committee meetings or all the different meetings that happen behind the scenes, even just the public ones. So I think they're doing the best, and I think they've got the best interests of the district at heart.
There's been a keen interest of late with libraries within school districts. You have served as a board member for the Baxter County Library, so you have a unique perspective on libraries and such. Have you looked into any of the concerns about books that are in the current library system at our school?
So literacy, of course, is one of the most important things, right? It's a metric that's always looked at as, hey, where are we doing? How are we doing in academic performance looking at those literacy rates? It's not a question I can answer definitively. I've heard the concerns that there are books that are not age appropriate, right? So I don't think I'm not for banning books. We do need to make sure that, hey, there are age appropriate books. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something that our librarians that are in the school, those are tasks that are delegated down to them, and that's a job for them to make sure.
You mentioned three little ones at home is the why you decided to do this. Is there a specific issue facing the school board that has piqued your interest more than others?
Not particularly. I mean, the question of the day is the millage, of course, but there's so many more issues that face the school board, and it's a continual thing, right? This millage issue may get decided at the same time the incoming board member gets decided, and this new board member may not even have to deal with this millage issue, right? There are decisions that are being made right now at the state level that our state legislators are looking through, say Governor Sanders' Learns Act, right? And if that passes and it becomes codified into Arkansas law, that's something that school districts around the state are going to have to implement. And there's going to be a number of decisions on how to implement that and implement that correctly and on time.
You mentioned the millage. Of course, everyone wants to know, do you have a current stance on the millage?
Yes, ma'am. So as I said earlier, they've made a number of very difficult decisions, and they still have difficult decisions to make. The school board made a decision last year and put together a plan and submitted that plan to the taxpayers and said, we need a new high school facility. I believe that we need a new high school facility. All the education that's provided leading up to that vote showed that there are very specific inadequacies and deficiencies with our current high school. So I believe that we need a new high school. That said, that millage failed, right? It was a narrow vote, but it still failed. Does that mean that the majority of voters say we don't need a new high school? No, it doesn't mean that, okay? And I'm one of them. I think we need a new high school. I don't like any higher taxes any more than any other property owner does in this area. But it is a system that we live in, and we know we need a new high school. So a millage is going to be required. The question that I have, and I haven't heard answered, is this the right millage? So the taxpayer said, no, this is not the millage that we want last fall. And so here, 5-6 months later, we turned around and the same millage with the same plan with only minimal changes is being submitted again. Well, why is that? If it's the only solution, if the board says, hey, this is the only solution that works for us, that's going to work and fulfill what we need as a high school facility, then I'm 100% on board with this millage, and I'm going to support it, and I'm going to vote for it again.